Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. WesternCalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be featuring the music of U2 and Van Morrison.
Most beautiful sound.
The Miracle of Joey Ramone. That's from the Songs of Innocence by U2, which was released in 2014. There's four guys in the band, U2. Larry Mullen is on drums. Adam Clayton is on bass guitar. The Edge is on lead guitar. The Edge is his stage name. His real name is David Howell Evans. And maybe I have that wrong. His real name is The Edge. His parents named him David Howell Evans. He was born in 1961. And the lead singer is Bono. And his parents named him Paul David Ewson. He was born on May the 10th in 1960. So Bono writes the lyrics and does the lead singing. And The Edge writes the music with Bono and plays lead guitar. And they are such an incredible songwriting team. That song, The Innocence, The Miracle of Joey Ramone, was about a time when they were teenagers. This band has been together since they formed. They were all friends as teenagers, and they snuck into a concert by the Roaches, the Ramones. They saw Joey Ramone sing, and somehow it gave Bono a sense of what it was like to sing. It gave him somebody that impressed him and gave him an example of how to be free with his voice. And Bono is an amazing singer, but they're also an incredible songwriting duo. Bono and Edge have not only written all the albums for U2, they've done 14 studio albums, but together they've also written Broadway musical, you know, Spider-Man the Dark. They wrote the theme song for the James Bond movie GoldenEye, which Tina Turner sung. They've written all kinds of music outside of the rock and roll band U2. I love this band. So maybe you've heard of the poem, the poet William Blake. William Blake wrote a series of poems called The Songs of Innocence and the Songs of Experience. William Blake was born in London in 1757. He died in London in 1827. And he has been, he had visions as he was growing up. And not only was he a really amazing poet, but he also did a lot of hand-done illustrations for his poems. And U2 has released two albums in a row. In 2014, they released The Songs of Innocence, obviously inspired by the work of William Blake. And The Songs of Innocence was about them and being friends as teenagers and growing up in Ireland. Bono was born and raised in Dublin. And they released The Songs of Experience on December the 7th in 2017. And like the William Blake poems, there's a different theme that goes behind each set of songs. So it's interesting. The Songs of Experience, they had actually finished the album over a year ago at the end of 2016. They had finished the album, but then things changed politically in the world. You know, we became very conservatively oriented. Trump was elected. Brexit happened. And Bono said, you know, I just want to rewrite some of these songs. Here's a quote. Bono gave an interview in Mojo magazine where he said, quote, "Let's step back from this for a second. It is a very personal album, and it's not going to become a political album overnight, but it now has to go through the filter of what's happened in the rest of the world." So we're about to listen to a couple of songs from the Songs of Experience. And he writes these songs as a series of letters to people and places that are closest to his heart. Bono also said in that same interview, quote, "I know you two go into every album like it's their last one. But even more this time, I wanted the people around me that I loved to know exactly how I felt." So the first song we're going to hear is Love is Bigger Than Anything in Its Way. U2, Songs of Experience.
You're so awesome, darling. start singing and stop talking. And if the terrors of the night come creeping into your days, and the world comes stealing children from your room, guard your innocence from hallucination. And know that darkness always gathers around the light. There is a light we can always see. If there is a world we can always be. If there is a dark that we shouldn't doubt. And there is a light, don't let it go. When the wind screams and shouts, and the sea is a dragon's tail, and the ship that stole your heart away sets sail, when all you've left. world is done. But you don't have to be. I've got a question for the child in you before it leaves. Are you tough enough to be kind? Do you know your heart has its own mind? Darkness gathers around the lights. Hold on, hold on. There is a light we can always see. If there is a world we can always be. If there is a dark that we shouldn't doubt. And there is
there is a light. Darkness always gathers around the light. There is a light. Don't let it go out. Bono. That's U2, Songs of Experience, released on December 7th in 2017. And right before that, we heard, Love is Bigger Than Anything in Its Way. So, you know, as I said, they had finished recording this whole album, like in 2015. They released The Songs of Innocence in 2014, based on William Blake. The Songs of Experience was due to come out. They finished the album, and then they just didn't, he wasn't ready to release it. I read a quote, so many things had changed in the world. And then something happened to Bono in December of 2016, he had some kind of a personal accident, and he nearly died, a totally near-death experience. And he decided to rewrite a lot of the songs as a series of letters to his loved ones, because he had touched that experience that you might not be able to see people again. So these are incredibly personal and beautiful and deep songs, very deep songs. Not only did they rewrite, he rewrote a lot of the lyrics, but, you know, there's so many details in what makes a recording. And U2 is got some of the most inspired musicians in this band, and they were not happy with the way the album sounded. And so in March of 2017, you know, a few months before it's supposed to be released, they re-recorded the entire album at New York's Electric Lady Studios. They did live takes. So instead of going in and tracking individually, they did live. They did the band live. And this album has the feeling of the energy of a live recording. So here's what they had to say about it. They used their longtime producer, Steve Lillywhite, when they re-recorded the songs. And Bono says he's, quote, the best guy for recordings in the studio with the band playing live. And the raw band performances, they mixed that in with some of the tracks from the previous studio recordings. And the lead guitarist, The Edge, called it, quote, the best of the band chemistry mixed in with the best of 21st century production technology. So when I hear this album, I get that feeling of a live performance, but then you also get the incredible sophistication of a studio production. And this blows me away because this is 2017, and the only other artist I know that ever really addressed this issue was Frank Zappa. And we're talking back in the 70s and the 80s when they didn't have digital editing. He would take live recordings and he would take studio recordings and he would mix them together. Well, that's what U2 did on Songs of Experience. It's truly a brilliant recording. We're about to hear another song. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program features U2, and then later in the program, we'll be hearing some of Van Morrison's latest recordings. But anyway, let's go back to U2, the songs of experience. I like this song because it's about America. Yeah, it's called American Soul. This is U2.
Blessed are the bullies, for one day they will have to stand up to themselves. Blessed are the liars, for the truth can be awkward.
American Soul. That's U2 from Songs of Experience. And I think you can hear that feeling when they recorded that live in the studio. You really get that incredible energy. Bono. and the edge. All right. So, you know, U2 is a very strong, cohesive band. They're just so creative musically. They've got a signature sound going on. And a lot of that has to do with Bono's unique voice. Well, I think it's cool because Bono has enough confidence and solidarity with his bandmates that a lot of times he steps out of U2 and he does duets and he records in other projects and other things. But he has such a recognizable voice. So I wanted to play an example of Bono singing a duet with somebody else. Mick Jagger released a solo album without the Rolling Stones, that means. Mick Jagger released an album in 2001 called Goddess in the Doorway. And there is a track on Mick Jagger's album where Mick Jagger and Bono sing a duet. Let's hear what that sounds like from Mick Jagger's Goddess in the Doorway. This is Joy.
Love you bring, oh joy, make my heart sing. When I drove across the desert, I was in my four-wheel drive. I was looking for the Buddha, and I saw Jesus Christ. Smiled and shook his shoulders, Manila cigarettes. Said, jump for joy, make some noise, remember what I said. Oh yeah. My soul. But now my hands are bleeding from scrabbling in the dirt. I looked up to the heavens and the light is on my face. I'll never, never, never till I find a state of grace. Oh, joy, love you. Oh,
Mick Jagger and Bono. From Mick Jagger's Got Us in the Doorway from 2001, that song was called Joy. All right. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, You Too, and now Van Morrison. So, you know, it's kind of an Irish-oriented show in that so much incredible music comes out of the British Isles. But U2 and Van Morrison are both Irish. Sir George Ivan Morrison was born on August 31st in 1945. Van Morrison, Van the Man, the Belfast Cowboy, the Belfast Lion. He's busy. He is such a talented singer. He has released two albums at the end of 2017. One album is called Versatile, which was released on December 1st in 2017. And it's a song from the American Songbook. The album is called Versatile, and he sings A Foggy Day by George Gershwin. He sings I Get a Kick Out of You by Cole Porter. Pretty amazing. And just a couple months before that, he releases a completely American-oriented album, another American-oriented album, called Roll with the Punches, all blues, all blues. So we're going to listen to that today. So Roll with the Punches, released on September 22nd in 2017. It's got 15 songs on it. 10 of them are covers by blues musicians, like T-Bone Walker, like Mose Allison, like Sister Rosetta Tharpe, like Ellis McDaniel, who's really Bo Diddley. So the thing about Van Morrison is that he writes from a very R&B and soul place for his own music. So it's a real treat to hear him just do out and out blues. And one of the most famous songs on this new release, Roll with the Punches, is by Sam Cooke, Bring It On Home to Me. Okay, so Sam Cooke was born in 1931. He died in 1964, but he had a huge influence on R&B. Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin, Billy Preston, Otis Redding, Al Green, they all recorded Sam Cooke's songs. And there's one song that Van Morrison does called Bring It On Home to Me, which was released by Sam Cooke back in 1962. So it's really interesting to hear Van's take on this song. He stays so true to his own style. He's truly an Irish tenor. And so when he sings the blues, it comes out like Celtic soul. Bring It On Home to Me, Van Morrison.
If you ever about leaving me behind, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah, yeah. You know I tried treat you right. You can't stand out late at night. Want you to bring it to me. Huh. Bring your sweet loving up. Bring it on. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Give your jewelry and money, 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 money too. That ain't all. That ain't all I can do for you. Oh, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home. On home. All right, Jeff. everything I had in the bank. Now it's time for you. It's time for you to say thanks.
I received the blessing. You will send, I receive.
Van Morrison, How Far From God. That song was written by Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And right before that, we heard the Sam Cooke song, Bring It On Home to Me. Yes, Van Morrison has released an incredible album of blues standards. So, you know, it's interesting, Van the Man and the Belfast Cowboy and all that. He's got such a reputation for being such a captivating live performer. But there's some interesting notes about his history. You know, he started his career in the early 60s. So by like 1972, he's been singing live and doing a whole big career for almost 10 years. And he starts to experience seriously critical stage fright. I mean, he's afraid, really anxious on stage. He can't make eye contact with the audience. He said in an interview about that time in 1972, quote, I dig singing the songs, but there are times when it's pretty agonizing for me to be out there. So how did that story turn around? Well, he had a performance on Thanksgiving Day in 1976, the farewell concert for the band, Martin Scorsese's film The Last Waltz. So he performs with the band, and he comes out and he does Caravan from Moondance. And there's a quote from someone who, this Greil Marcus, was at the concert, and he describes the performance. He says, quote, Van Morrison turned the show around, singing to the rafters and burning holes in the floor. It was a triumph. And as the song ended, Van began to kick his leg out into the air out of sheer exuberance, and he kicked his way right off stage like a rocket. And the crowd had given him a fine welcome, and they cheered wildly when he left. Well, he almost canceled that performance. He had such stage fright that he almost considered skipping his performance on the farewell concert for the band. But it was through the work with the band that he got the nicknames Van the Man and the Belfast Cowboy. So it's interesting. What an incredibly gifted, not only singer, but a songwriter as well. And you know, he was so captivated by American blues and R&B that when he writes his own songs, that's what they come out like. This Irish man sounds like an American blues musician. It's truly astounding. So from the Roll with the Punches album, there's 10 tracks that are covers, but there's 5 new original songs by Van Morrison on this album. And you can totally hear the influence of R&B and soul and blues. So we're going to hear 2 songs in a row that Van Morrison wrote. One from the recent album Roll with the Punches, released in September 2017. The Van Morrison song entitled Too Much Trouble. And then we're going to go to another Van Morrison song released on Born to Sing No Plan B in 2012 called Open the Door to Your Heart. This is Van Morrison.
Takes me away for a while, it takes me away. Wait for a while, I can't even pray. Wait for a while, I can't even smile. I've got too much trouble in my mind. When I lay down at night, I can't really sleep. When I get up, I don't want to eat. I always feel too extreme. Too much trouble in my dream. When I go to work, well, it just ain't right. Feels like everything's a fight. Feels like it's too uptight. Too much trouble in my life. If I could just get some real good rest, might be able to do a little game. Straighten up and trouble in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
it. Wake up in the morning, I'm just not with it. Stop this when I get the sign. Too much trouble in my mind. If I could just get some real good rest, might be able to do my best. Straighten up and fly right. Stop this trouble in my life. Stop, 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 stop this trouble in my to the
Born to Sing, No Plan B, from 2012, that's Van Morrison, Open the Door to Your Heart. And right before that, Too Much Trouble, one of his original songs from Roll with the Punches, released in September of 2017. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program featuring the music of U2 and Van Morrison. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's about 2 minutes before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 4 degrees at our studios here in Jeffersonville. Yes, you're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're community radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Stay tuned. The Janice Addams Show is coming right up. There's a concert going on this evening. Singer and composer Heather Massey will perform in a special concert this evening at 7 p.m. at the Shadowland Theater on Canal Street in Ellenville, New York. Heather Massey's music mixes jazz, pop, and folk. This concert will present new songs. You can get details and reservations online at shadowlandstages.org. We've got a really chilly forecast going on. The forecast for tonight is it's going down to around 10 below zero with wind chills as low as 29. Tomorrow is mostly sunny with highs near 15. Tomorrow night, the wind chill values go back down to 27 below. Yikes! Monday is going to be cloudy with a 50% chance of snow with highs in the lower 30s. The Janice Addams Show is coming right up. Support comes from you and from RM Farm Real Estate on Main Street in Livingston Manor, listing and selling properties of all sizes and prices in Sullivan County and surrounding areas, rmfarmrealestate.com. It's about 5 minutes to 4 o'clock. I'm sorry, it's about 5 seconds to 4 o'clock